Hey everyone, today's message is one you don't want to miss because it's going to give you something we all need, a superpower. Every day, we all have thoughts running through our minds. Some thoughts make us feel great, but others, like a bully in our brain, try to bring us down. But what if I told you that you could learn to master those thoughts, just like a superhero mastering their powers? The speaker you're about to hear from, Brian, is going to teach you how to stop the bully brain from messing with your head. You'll learn how to take control, build confidence, and turn those bad thoughts into positive energy that makes you stronger. Before we get started, I want to take a moment to thank the founder of Ascendancy, Leonidas Esquire Williamson, whose vision has helped kids and teens just like you discover their inner power through the mastery of thought wires. So get ready to unleash the superhero within you. Let's give it up for Brian.
Thanks, Hope. Hello, everyone. Who here has ever had a bully say mean things to them? Maybe someone at school, online, or even a voice in your own head. That voice, the one that says things like, you're not good enough, or why even try? I call that the bully brain. It's like having a mean little voice living in your head, constantly trying to bring you down. But guess what? You don't have to listen to it. In fact, I'm here to teach you how to shut down that voice and take control of your mind. And when you learn how to do that, you gain a superpower I like to call thought wire mastery. So let's dive in. What is the bully brain? We all have something in our heads called the bully brain. It's that voice that tells you bad things about yourself. It might say, you're not smart enough, or you'll never fit in. But here's the truth. Those thoughts are not who you really are. The bully brain wants to trick you into believing those lies, and it feeds off your fear and doubt. Example. Imagine you're trying to do a big school project and the bully brain starts saying, you're going to fail. Why even bother? That's the trick. It wants to stop you from even trying because it's easier to give up than to push through. Thought wires, the secret to mastering your mind. Now that we know what the bully brain is, let's talk about how we defeat it. Thought wires are like the invisible strings in your brain that control how you think, feel, and act. If you learn to control these thought wires, you can control the way you react to the bully brain. The key is recognizing when a bad thought comes up and rewiring it into something positive. Daily practice. Whenever you hear the bully brain say something mean, pause for a second. Don't react. Next, grab that thought like you're catching a bug in a jar and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Then rewire the thought. For example, if the bully brain says, you're going to fail, rewire it to, I'm going to give it my best, and that's enough. By practicing this every day, you can start to control your thought wires instead of letting the bully brain control you. The power of positive thought wires. Here's a cool thing. You can actually create your own thought wires on purpose, and they'll make you feel stronger and more confident. Positive thought wires are the thoughts that lift you up and make you believe in yourself. Daily practice. Start each day with a power thought. It can be something simple like, I can handle whatever comes my way today, or I am awesome just as I am. Say it to yourself in the morning, and every time you feel the bully brain coming, repeat your power thought. You're creating a positive thought wire that helps block out the negativity. Radical accountability, your superpower shield. Now here's the ultimate superpower. You have the ability to take control of your thoughts and your actions. No matter what the bully brain says, you get to decide how to respond. This is called radical accountability. It means that even when things feel tough, you can take full responsibility for how you deal with them. Daily practice. When the bully brain says something negative, use radical accountability to remind yourself, I'm in control of my thoughts and I choose to stay positive. Each night, reflect on one thing you did well that day, even if it was small. This helps you build the shield that protects you from the bully brain's tricks. Phoenix moments, turning challenges into strength. Life isn't perfect, and sometimes we mess up or things don't go our way. But here's the secret. Every time you face a challenge or feel down, it's a phoenix moment. Like the phoenix bird that rises from the ashes, you can use hard times to grow stronger. Whenever you hear the bully brain trying to bring you down, remember, it's your chance to rise. Every time you stand up to those thoughts, you get more powerful. these Phoenix moments will turn into your greatest strengths. Daily practice. When you have a tough day, ask yourself, what did I learn from this? How can I use it to become stronger? Write down your Phoenix moment and keep track of them. Over time, you'll see how far you've come and how strong you've gotten. Closing. You have the power to control your thoughts. The bully brain might try to bring you down, but now you know how to beat it using the power of your thought wires. Each day, you'll get better at recognizing those negative thoughts and rewiring them into something positive. Remember, you are in control of your own mind. No one, not even the bully brain, can take that away from you. Keep practicing your thought wire mastery, and before you know it, you'll feel like a superhero, fully in charge of your own life. So next time the bully brain tries to talk you down, just smile and say, "I've got this." You're stronger than you think, and you have the power to change your world, one thought at a time. Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the five core concepts of ascendancy.
Thank you, Brian, for sharing such amazing tools with us. To all of you listening today, remember that the bully brain doesn't stand a chance when you master your thought wires. This is your mind, your life, and you get to decide how to shape it. If today's message helped you, and I know it did, then you've already taken the first step toward mastering your thoughts and building your inner strength. Keep practicing, stay positive, and remember, you have a superpower inside you, but this is only the beginning. I'd like to personally invite you to join our community at ascendancy.life. That's ascendancy.life. As a member, you'll get access to more powerful tools, exclusive content, and a supportive group of people who are also mastering their thought wires and transforming their lives. Together, we can continue this journey of growth and help each other rise above the challenges we face, whether they're from the bully brain or anything else life throws our way. So head over to ascendancy.life and let's unlock even more of your superpower. Thank you all for being here today, and I look forward to seeing you continue to transform. Remember, you've got this.